I always like to ask a question. How long do we have to pray every day? How long do we have to pray every day? 15 minutes, 30 minutes? How long? You already know the answer. If we want to be biblical, you cannot fight 10 minutes or 15 minutes, right? If you want to be biblical, follow the example of Jesus, pray for all night, but we cannot do it. Another way is set the goal. The goal is to be filled by the Holy Spirit. That is the goal. So we have to pray until every day we are filled by the Holy Spirit. So if I only pray once a week, it's probably take long time to be filled by the Holy Spirit, right? Whole Sabbath, you come early and you pray until the service time and the lunch time, you fast and pray, right? Probably you can be filled by the Holy Spirit. But if we pray every day, we want to be filled by the Holy Spirit, 15 minutes probably cannot do it. Because our heart have to depart from the world, so our heart can go deep into spiritually. So we can be filled by the Holy Spirit. And how do I know whether I'm filled by the Holy Spirit? Let's look into one example and compare ourselves to see how far I am from being filled by the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6, verse 3. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom. They have to choose seven persons to serve the meal. And they set up the spiritual qualification. The first one is good reputation. And the second one is full of the Holy Spirit. And the third one is full of spiritual wisdom. And among them, one of them is Stephen. So let's look into the example of Stephen. How do we know he had the qualification of being filled by the Holy Spirit? Verse 8. And Stephen, full of the faith and the power, and did great wonder and sign among the people. So once a person filled by the Holy Spirit, because God is fully abide with the person, so the person's faith will shoot up. If we are not filled by the Holy Spirit, always we feel the faith very weak, weakened and weakened and weakened. How can we deep up our faith? Filled by the Holy Spirit. So one of the sisters praying for Holy Spirit long time. One day she received Holy Spirit, and later on she testified, after I received Holy Spirit, my faith just shooting up. One of the gifts of Holy Spirit is faith. Now you pray until you feel by the Holy Spirit, your faith will be very strong. So this is one sign of filled by the Holy Spirit. The second is full of power. Full of power means what? Means our prayer will be very powerful. We know ourselves. If our faith is weak, if we don't pray often, even we speak in tongue, that tongue is just like a baby cry. You know, when the baby is very strong, cry loud. The three apartments away, they all can hear it, right? But when the baby is very weak, cry even the next room, you cannot hear it. It's very, very weak. So when a person's spirit is very weak, when you pray, that tongue almost dying. But when filled by the Holy Spirit, you can feel the tongue is very powerful. There is a power inside. Not only that tongue is very powerful. When we pray for something, the prayer is very powerful. We pray that Satan can be cast out. We pray for the sick can be cured. That's called filled by the Holy Spirit. So this is the second one. And then, because have the power, so a great wonder and signs among the people. So the whole church filled by the Holy Spirit, the church will have a lot of wonder and signs. So you can come. I cannot show you God, but you can experience the mighty miracle of God. All right? It's so easy to convert a person because they can experience the power of God. Miracle, wonder, and signs. And then, verse 10. verse 10. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which they spoke. When under the persecution, Holy Spirit gave their spiritual wisdom. So when they speak, nobody can resist. Nobody can refute with them. They totally become speechless. That's called filled by the Holy Spirit. So when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, if you have been assigned to deliver a sermon, right? It's very easy, you know, where we are filled by the Holy Spirit. When we are filled by the Holy Spirit, it delivers sermon just you open the water, right? Just running water, keep on coming, and stop 40 minutes until finish. If we are not filled by the Holy Spirit, you speak one sentence, you start to think about what is next. Sometimes it's disconnected, right? So when you see the speaker keep on wiping the perspire, it's not because too hard. You know? Some people just say, oh, too hard, they give them some fan. No, it's because the message already disappeared. So nervous. When you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you deliver sermon, you can know by yourself. It's just like water keep on flowing out. And then the next one. Verse 15, Acts chapter 6, verse 15. They all sat in the council, looking steadfast at him, and his face was faced like an angel. Whose face is most beautiful, right? The face like an angel, right? So everybody can be like an angel if we are filled by the Holy Spirit. So sometimes the spiritual convocation, the youth come, you look at everybody's face different. You can tell. Some of the faces, they are spend a lot of exercise, right? Because they big into the dark color. Some of the faces, you can look, they play a lot of video game. Some of the faces, you can see, are filled with hatred, ready to fight. So different kind of people, different faces. But after they pray for 1 week, you see everybody's face look like angel. Because they are filled by the Holy Spirit. And continent. Come from your heart. You're filled with peace and joy and love. And that kind of peace and joy and love reflect in the face. So that's been filled by the Holy Spirit. And verse 7, chapter 7. Chapter 7 say verse 54 to 56, right? When they are almost stoned Stephen to death. And then Stephen looked into the heaven. What did he see? The heaven opened. What does that mean? When we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we have spiritual eyesight. We are able to look into the blessing in the spiritual realm. Just as Stephen looked into the heaven. The heaven opened. The last sign, when they tried to stone Stephen to die, what did Stephen do? Did, right? He knelt down and prayed and asked God to forgive those who stoned him. So what means he was filled with love. When we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we will love our enemy and pray for our enemy. So if we disout all this kind of expression of fullness of the Holy Spirit, how far are we from being filled by the Holy Spirit? How far? Seems very different. Distance far, right? So let's move forward, right? And pray hard so we can be closer to being filled by the Holy Spirit. Let's kneel down and pray.